From Birmingham, I'm Miranda Fulmore. It's time to put on your school's colors and get the tailgate grill ready because college football season is here. Football at historically black colleges and universities has always been a cultural cornerstone, but now there's an even bigger spotlight on the programs in our region. Since former NFL star Deion Sanders took the reins at Mississippi's Jackson State University, he's shaking things up in a big way. WBHM's Cody Short reports for the Gulf States Newsroom.
Welcome back into the Sheraton, Birmingham for the 2022 SWAC Media Day.
In case you're not a football fan, Division I HBCUs in the region are part of SWAC, the Southwestern Athletic Conference. At the annual SWAC Media Day in July, all of the team's head coaches and star athletes were in Birmingham to discuss the upcoming season. Travis Hunter was one of the stars of the show.
Trying to go offense and defensive player of the year. I want to take all.
Hunter shocked sports fans across the country when he decided to commit to Jackson State University. It is very rare for an HBCU to land a top athlete, and Hunter was the number one high school football player for the season. Sports Illustrated called the move probably the most shocking decision in the history of college football recruiting. Hunter, who originally committed to a predominantly white university, said he wanted his move to be a stamp in black history.
Not enough of our black brothers go to HBCU. They all think they just have to go to PWI to get the exposure they need, but you don't have to go there. You can go to HBCU. And I got brothers and sisters that might not have the talent I have, so I wanted to know that they accepted in the HBCU too.
HBCUs usually don't offer the same resources, like prestigious training facilities and stadiums, and they usually don't offer the same caliber of coaches. But Deion Sanders is shaking that up. Since the legendary NFL cornerback took over as coach in 2020, he ushered in a new wave of recognition for SWAC.
I love where we are with our program, and I'm trying to inflame other programs as well simultaneously. So when I'm up on the stage talking, I'm not just talking for Jackson State. I'm talking for the whole HBCU and the whole SWAC and whole black college football in general.
I truly believe that there is a big spotlight on HBCU football, and I think Coach Sanders started it.
That's Hugh Jackson, head coach at Grambling State, an HBCU in Louisiana. He was the former head coach of the NFL's Cleveland Browns and was recruited to the university in 2021.
I think what we need to do a better job of is really coming together and having this HBCU space be recognized for what it is, that there is good football being played in the conference.
This is all happening against the backdrop of a huge change across college football with name, image, and likeness deals. Thanks to a Supreme Court ruling, college athletes are now able to get paid by companies. Some coaches worry this will become the main factor when athletes are picking a school. But some believe this could offer more financial opportunities for students in need. Beyond endorsement deals, some critics say that HBCUs and the SWAC as a whole need to focus on generating more revenue for their schools.
Hey, listen, if you don't like nothing I say, you can always
unfollow me if I make you feel some type of way.
This is Abrion Scott. He goes by Scotty on YouTube. Scotty is dedicated to HBCU sports, but he wants to see more benefits for the schools themselves.
As black people, what you see is that we are the culture, but we never capitalize on our own culture.
Recently, SWAC signed a media rights deal with the streaming service HBCU Go TV, widely rumored to be for $120 million over 10 years. This will bring in more money and broadcast more games to more households than ever before. But that pales in comparison to the Big Ten Conference's new 7-year agreement that's worth billions.
It's bad business, and you're not setting up yourself with media contracts that recoup some of these schools' monies that they put out for the games.
Perhaps the biggest change to the game could come as more highly ranked schools and conferences like the SEC open up to playing SWAC schools in future seasons. Alabama coach Nick Saban floated the idea recently.
I think it sort of helps them, you know, raise their level and their ability to compete.
It's something the Crimson Tide has never done, but other schools in their conference have. Louisiana State University will host Southern University, an HBCU that's also in Baton Rouge, for the first time in the school's history next weekend. And LSU already has another HBCU on the schedule for next season. But when it comes down to it, Scotty says HBCU games are much more about the experience than the game itself.
They come for the entertainment. They come for the band. They come for the dancing. They come for the music. I've had numerous alumni tell me after halftime, half the stadium gets up and leaves.
We may never see an HBCU play a school like the University of Alabama, but if HBCUs continue to get top recruits, it could create equity for all the schools and athletic conferences. For the Gulf States Newsroom, I'm Cody Short.
The Gulf States Newsroom is a collaboration among public media stations in Alabama, Mississippi, and Louisiana.